You. Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batrie, Louisiana, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death, twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater, a man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Craig, 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything, most of the time. Also the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Alan, you notice our announcer? He's getting complacent and lazy with the intro.
Extremely so. Hey, I was young here in the
Savor
studio.
That intro, because that's the one you're going to hear from here till doomsday.
I was looking around the studio walls, and I've noticed that there's been an update in some of our propaganda.
Oh, the new group photo?
Yeah, the new group photo.
The one where you look surprisingly like Harry Potter and...
Well, I do wear glasses.
Well, that's right.
I don't know that I look like Hagrid so much.
Yeah, I have a lot of scars.
Professor Snape.
Yeah, you fit that pretty good. You're kind of creepy.
And bad. And ill-tempered.
But you're a little harsh on Craig here.
Nah.
He's looking like Hagrid?
Well, he's got a beard.
I saw that driving over here, and I lost it.
Oh, happy 250th birthday, America. Just coming up here in a day or so.
That's awesome.
Okay, I want to talk about that a little bit in just a second here, but I was listening to a song on my way here, and it's by the group Mountain. You ever hear Mountain?
Yeah.
They played at Woodstock.
Mississippi Queen?
Yep.
But the song that I was listening to was Nantucket Sleigh Ride. You ever hear that, Nantucket Sleigh Ride?
No, I think Mississippi Queen's the only thing I know of theirs.
Yeah, well,
and Mountain didn't really play at Woodstock.
And the Nantucket Sleigh Ride, you know, so I'm like, what the hell's a Nantucket Sleigh Ride that they're singing? I figure it was, you know.
It's like code for being in prison?
No, it's code for the old days of whaling, when they'd actually harpoon
a whale. Yeah.
And they'd be out in a small boat, and when they would jump.
Then the whale would take off, and you'd go water skiing.
Nantucket Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what it's called. Nantucket Sleigh Ride. And if you actually listen to the words of the song, they talk about whaling. I never made the connection before. Anyway, I just want to make sure that you guys and all of our listeners, both of them, are knowledgeable of. Now when somebody says, what the hell's a Nantucket Sleigh Ride? Well, it's when you harpoon a whale.
And it takes off on you.
Yeah. So, anyway. But every so often, the whale would go deep.
It's like if you were...
And it was, you know, cut the rope.
Like if you were bow hunting.
Yeah.
And you had a rope tied to it when you shot your deer.
Like you're fishing.
Yeah.
I don't want Rick to edit me out, but that's not where I thought you were going with that. But we can move on.
Honey with a Bow or Nantucket Sleigh Ride?
Nantucket Sleigh Ride.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I thought it was a euphemism
for something. Dirty mind for something. Craig, we don't talk that way around here.
I know.
Ringhouse Brother Wrestling Show, Alligator Wrestling Show, is...
family friendly.
It is family friendly.
Pure as the driven snow.
Okay.
Someday.
Slush.
So, happy 4th of July coming up. And what I've brought is some trivia questions about the United States of America.
Okay.
And there's 60 of them, or there's three pages of them.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't read any of them.
Rick, you're going to have to get that.
You're going to have to get up and get that yourself. Try not to bump anything. So, we're going to take turns picking them. And then see how the other two guys do.
Hey, I don't have the full list.
We all have different sections of the
list. Oh, no. Yeah. I was hoping I could cheat.
Oh, no, you cannot cheat.
Oh, is that how you work your way through life? Just cheating from one thing to another?
Any chance I get.
Cheating in school, cheating on your job, cheating on your... I don't know. Whatever. Well,
let's see whether either of you two... either of you two are fit to be Americans.
okay. Here's question number one.
All right, Craig, you ready? He's going to lay question.
Question number one. Where did Robert E. Lee formally surrender to Ulysses S. Grant?
Jump all over that one, dude.
Everybody knows this one.
Appomattox.
Yeah!
Appomattox. Appomattox Courthouse.
Appomattox, I mean, how...
Okay,
let me answer that? Because he didn't think I knew it, so that he can answer it.
I didn't write any of these.
I got Costanza over here of the Moops.
It's McLean.
The card says.
It's McLean's house. Wilbur McLean's house at Appomattox Courthouse.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead, Craig.
All right. What is the oldest town in America? Oldest city in America?
Augusta, Florida.
What do you think?
Well, he already beat me to it. St. Augustine.
You were close, but I wanted to see if he'd get the full thing.
He wouldn't have got it if I hadn't warmed him up to it.
Who was the only state to be ruled by a queen?
Only state to be ruled by a queen.
Boy, I don't
Louisiana.
Hear no, I don't hear no, no. bells ringing. What was the last state in America to be ruled by a queen?
Oh, Alaska. Hawaii.
Alaska.
It was Hawaii. Queen, I love you.
A Russian would have been prince and princess, wouldn't it? Whatever. King.
Tsar. Tsarina.
Okay, but here's...
I don't know.
All right. So essentially, Hawaii, before it became a state, was ruled by a queen, right?
Oh, okay. So it's a state that was a state and was being ruled by a queen.
Okay, let's back up then. Were any of the United States ruled by a queen before they became states?
King George, weren't they?
At that time, but I mean, if you're just going back in time whenever, at some point there was a queen running the country, wasn't there?
Queen of England?
Yeah.
I guess.
Or did Queen Elizabeth, the first Queen Elizabeth, come
after
that?
But they weren't
that?
States when she was alive.
Well, neither was Hawaii.
Yeah, but they had their own queen. Okay, so what's the sheet say?
Hawaii.
Okay, leave me alone.
All right.
Damn it.
Someone else pick a question.
I think it's my turn.
It is.
We're pretty good Americans so far.
Which state is Ponce de Leon credited with discovering?
Johnson.
Because he was searching for...
Fountain of Youth. I do know that.
So, I'm guessing it's in Florida.
Yeah. Give Johnson a bell. Try to do
Tampa.
It without smashing
How about
the entire.
Tampa? Is that the city?
We said what state?
Oh, you said what state? Yeah. Oh, well, then I got that one.
Yeah,
then.
You got it.
Let's just pretend that I didn't
carry
on. Yeah. All right. Which state has the smallest population? U.S. state.
Ooh. Is it also the smallest state? Rhode Island?
Incorrect.
Utah.
Close.
And then it'd be Wyoming.
That's correct.
Bell.
You don't get bells on second answer, do you?
No, I probably shouldn't have. Let me unbell that.
All right. Thank you.
Come on.
It's your turn.
No, it's not. We're going clockwise, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, which explorer discovered the Mississippi River?
DeSoto.
Give that man a candy cigarette.
That's a good one.
You know how many people he killed along the way? He just left a path of destruction everywhere he went.
George Costanza's favorite explorer.
He also died in the swamps of
DeSoto,
Louisiana.
Yeah, he discovered it and then disappeared.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
But we did get candy cigarettes today.
I'm smoking them.
When Johnson came in, he brought cigarettes for everyone, just like when he went to school.
How old were you when you had your first cigarette, Greg? It's okay. You can say it now.
12.
Your kids don't listen.
12.
I think I tried one in sixth grade. How old was that? That made me 11. Got you beat.
I think I was seventh grade. So, now, all right. What is the largest?
Wait. Let me say it.
Yep.
Never.
Okay, whatever.
And the other thing about these candy cigarettes, they don't say candy cigarettes on them anymore. But my box looks just like it's a box of like...
Luckies.
Like Lucky Strikes, right?
These are like Viceroy's? No.
I think those are Viceroy's.
Yeah. But they don't say cigarettes anywhere on them. It just says candy.
Yeah, those are Lucky Strikes.
Do they have red tips on them still or no?
I don't think they did.
I don't see on mine. They used to. Like
they
were lit. Yeah.
I don't know that that's better the way they're small. They look like little joints now, don't they?
Well, how do you know so much about joints, Rick?
Hey, Alan.
Shut up.
40 years of prosecution.
Okay, there you go.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you've been prosecuted for 4 years. Okay, where are we at?
What is the largest lake in the United States?
Oh, duh.
Huron.
Entirely within the United States?
Superior.
Oh, man. I don't know. You come up with the list.
Superior.
It'd be Superior. I didn't read any of them.
Well, I know you did. I'm just saying.
Well, say
what's your phone
different.
Code? His phone's ringing.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Phone's ringing, dude. Thank you, Donnie.
See you, sir.
Come on, Alan. Answer the freaking phone.
Hello?
Hello? This is Brooke McIntyre. One of the owners and operators of Amalgamated Murgatroyd, your hometown explosive supercenter.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Well, Dad and my sister Amy have gone off to Singapore to load up on a new shipment of dynamite. They have left me in charge of cleaning out the inventory in the storeroom. Right. And that means insane prices on nitro, TNT, and blasting caps. You want to have the baddest fireworks display in America? No questions asked here. Come on down to our new showroom and celebrate the 4th of July in style at Amalgamated Murgatroyd.
I got to ask you, are the prices going through the roof?
Some of the guys who work here are.
That's
Thank you.
Dynamite.
Bye.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Indeed.
Okay.
What are the odds? Two different
during the
rang.
Gilded
two different families with a Brooke and Amy in them.
During the Gilded Age, who was the richest American and the country's first billionaire? This was in a trivia contest we were in just not that long ago.
It was Carnegie, wasn't it? Carnegie.
It was not Carnegie.
Johnson.
I don't know when the Gilded Age was, so.
It was around the time of Andrew Carnegie. I'll give you that.
J.D. Rockefeller.
You're right. You were right about the time frame, weren't you?
Handed out dimes.
Look at that.
Neither one of us got
Greg, slow down on this whole you were right thing.
All right, my bad.
It'll get out of hand.
What's the longest river in the United States?
Missouri.
That's correct. Ring that bell.
No, it's not.
Ring.
The Mississippi.
It is not the Mississippi.
It certainly is.
It is not.
Are you two insane? Where did these questions come from?
That came from a geography book.
All right, dudes, here you go. Let's see who's going to get a bell on this one. What explorer is American named after? First name, last name.
Amerigo Vespucci.
I guess he gets a bell ring. You didn't get that one.
No,
Amerigo Vespucci.
He was actually a cartographer.
You made that up.
Wasn't that the horse in the Godfather's bed?
America
that was Cartoon.
Oh.
Khartoum. Khartoum.
What are you talking about?
The horse, the guy's head cut off, owned by the rich movie producer.
Yeah.
He said that its name was Vespucci, but it was Khartoum.
Okay.
Name of the horse. That should be on this trivia question.
It should
right
be.
Here.
And maybe it is. We're not gonna get,
we haven't
we're
got there yet.
Get to 100 of them.
$500,000 on four hooves. Magnificent.
Go, Johnny, go.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right. In 2004, which state became the first to legalize same-sex marriage?
Gotta be California.
No, it's gotta be one of them East Coast states. Mm. I vote for Vermont.
Massachusetts.
No.
No bell ring. No bell ring.
I got a spouse from Massachusetts. She's a woman.
That's why I thought you would answer that one.
I married a woman. I didn't give much thought to it.
But are you a woman?
No.
Okay.
All right, go on.
Okay, what part of clockwise don't you get?
Hey,
oh, okay.
I had to go along with it. You go along with it. He just keeps sending it back each way. It's like a reverse card in Uno.
What, I'm sorry?
It's like a reverse card in Uno.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying reverse card in Uno.
I thought he said reverse card in Uno,
some
too.
Kind of
you know these
Italian pasta that I wasn't aware of.
These shoes I got are called Walkaroos. I got some Walkaroos.
Yeah?
Now, Sue says it's Walk Hero, but I'm sure that it's actually pronounced Walkaroo.
It's written on the side of the shoe.
Yeah, Walkaroo. Walkhero.
Are they Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's Walk Hero.
No, it's like kangaroo,
man. The walk is in red, and hero is in white.
Or if there were two O's, maybe.
Walk Hero. Walkaroo. Walkaroo.
I agree with Craig. If it had double O at the end, I'd go along with it. But right now, I think you're just an idiot. Okay, are you going to read your question or not?
Who are the only two non-presidents to appear on our currency?
Ben Franklin.
Wait. And, give Johnson a chance.
Oh, Sacagawea.
And no, Alexander Hamilton.
Currency, idiot.
Oh, yeah, that'd be Alexander Hamilton.
Can I go ahead? Do I get the bell?
What's your name, man?
And,
I got both.
Who is the star of one of the worst musicals ever made in Broadway? About.
Stop.
Don't do that.
Alexander Hamilton.
Just stop.
Ring the bell.
Have you been to the show?
Multiple times. Love it. It's amazing.
Okay.
There are people that go to Rhode Island every year on vacation, too.
Okay. Why was the U.S. Secret Service officially formed in July of 1865?
To guard U.S. Grant. I've seen Wild Wild West about 1,000 times.
Craig, would you like to take a shot at the correct answer?
One more time.
Okay. It is. Why was the U.S. Secret Service officially formed in July of 1865?
Well, because someone
to
had
guard the U.S. Treasury.
To mop up Ford's Theater.
Wow. It was to stamp out rampant counterfeiting.
Oh, that's pretty close then.
Not enough for a bell ring, but
you might get a horn honk out of that.
Oh, you got one?
No, but I might.
You don't have a horn.
I might blow my nose.
Right there.
Oh, all right, good deal.
We got short in here.
Does that mean close? I guess.
I just want to move it on.
All right.
Okay.
What are the five U.S. territories that have permanent inhabitants? Go back and forth.
Five U.S. territories.
Puerto Rico.
There's one.
The U.S. Virgin Islands.
That's two.
The Caicos.
Wrong.
Okay.
American Samoa.
That's three.
Ding, 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 ding.
Philippines.
Nope. They were given their independence.
Yeah, they were?
Yeah.
What about Cuba?
I didn't sign off on that.
Guantanamo.
No, that's in Cuba.
Yeah, but it's American, isn't it?
It's down in the Caribbean, right? Somewhere.
One of these two I've been to, and that's Guam.
Oh.
And then
what the hell are you doing in Guam?
There's a base there, Anderson Air Base.
Okay.
What was your crime that you had to go to Guam?
No kidding.
Okay, what's the last one?
Guam's all right. And North Mariana Islands.
I would never go back to
Guam. When you went to Guam, What is there to do there?
Fly missions.
Well, I understand.
There's a flight line there.
Now, they're an island who became a term like when you Guam onto something.
Okay. But I understand you're assigned there and there's a base that you have to do military things.
What is there?
But aside from that, what do you do for fun?
Mostly island girls walking up and down.
Do you know
the beach,
what alcohol is?
That's what you do?
Carrying baskets of fruit on their head.
Do you know what alcohol is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Quantities. They make rum? What do they make there?
I don't think they make it. They just import it back in from the States, and then we drank it.
Oh, okay.
Jim Palladino, my father-in-law, said that during World War II, when the fleet wasn't in action, they'd pull up to one of these Pacific islands, and all of them would send boats out, and they'd set up like a black market on the island and trade all the stuff that they'd smuggled in from all the other sailors.
Oh, just like the what's the movie with the pink submarine? And Tony Curtis and...
Up Periscope.
No.
Run Silent, Run Deep.
I don't think so.
Das Boot.
Operation Petticoat.
No.
Yellow Submarine.
Operation Petticoat.
I like Yellow Submarine better. That's a good movie.
I like Yellow Submarine. Oh, it'd so be we weird all if they called on it, that one, huh?
It'd be weird if they called it Yellow Submarine
and
there was a
pink. We agreed
on
that musical.
Happy Days. Did you see where, you remember back when King Charles came to visit the United States a couple months ago for the 250th?
Yep.
Did you hear what he had to say about the White House renovations?
He said, waste of money.
No, he said, yeah, I kind of remember when we renovated it in 1814.
Oh, boy. Nice.
I said gold star for King Charles. Huh?
That might be the most significant and funny thing he's ever said in his entire life.
You know, and he's kind of chuckling himself.
All right. Where are we at?
I don't know. Where's
no,
our
that was this five
I gave
part
five
answer,
part.
So
yep.
What's the time? Like, check the time, too. That's right.
You got a timer
built
in.
The train hasn't left the station
God,
yet.
God, Rick.
Who was the first American astronaut in space?
I don't know.
Human astronaut.
Alan Shepard.
Ring the bell, man. I thought you were going to say ham for sure. Ham and eggs.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Well, that was too easy. these are all just so simple.
I'll skip ahead then. What's the busiest airport in the United States of America?
Dallas.
Nope.
JFK.
No. Keep guessing. Alan, one more try.
Atlanta.
Ring the bell. Give that man a candy cigarette.
I can't because it wasn't the first answer.
It wasn't the first
answer. But I can do a horn.
Can you do that without tearing the building down?
No, the cheap equipment in this dump of a podcast hellhole.
You know, when you were using cheap equipment at the radio station, you didn't bark and moan like that. You had enough sense to keep your mouth shut.
But you didn't. I heard that episode.
Critical. You were always critical. As a matter of fact, I think you used to introduce it that it was the radio museum.
The Museum of Radio Broadcasting.
Alan, do you hear that noise? No, Rick, I don't hear that noise. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't think Alan wants him talking about that noise.
This is all real easy.
All right, here. Which country signed a peace treaty brokered by Jimmy Carter at Camp David in 79?
I'm sorry, what?
Which countries signed a peace treaty brokered by Jimmy Carter at Camp
Egypt
David in 79? That's
Israel.
One of them. Those are them. Ring that bell.
Okay, which theme park in the U.S. gets the most visitors?
No, Disney.
Disney World. I think you got me.
Is it a Disney? Who gets the bell?
I think Rick got the bell.
I think so, too.
Okay.
All right.
Which fireworks was outlawed by the Child Safety Act of 1966? Oh, you don't even wait for an answer.
I was going to say yard darts. Oh, you said firework.
Yard darts.
Oh, my goodness. In 2022, who became the first black female associate justice of the Supreme Court?
What's her name?
Johnson. It's your aunt.
You're only partially close. Alan, you got a guess
on
that?
It's a Jackson.
Kentaji Brown Jackson. No, yeah,
it wasn't Jackson. A Jackson, it's a Johnson.
It's a Jackson.
It's not a Johnson, it's a Jackson.
Right.
Wow. Who was the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, black or white?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Nope.
First what?
Woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
First woman to serve.
Sally Ride.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day. Ring the bell. Johnson gets the bell.
Well, second one, you got to honk the horn.
No, he's not going to because he wrecks this
place. Okay, which state of the United States of America has produced the most U.S. presidents?
Oh, Virginia's the mother of presidents.
Wow.
Which alcohol is distinctive to America?
Whiskey.
No.
Wait.
Huh?
Bourbon.
Oh, he robbed you, Johnson. Bourbon is correct.
It was an alcohol question, but you failed.
Bourbon's kind of whiskey. It's a type of whiskey.
Kentucky bourbon is the actual correct
answer. Gotcha, bourbon. Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, some of these are pretty easy.
Who was
some
the first president easy. To name a woman to his cabinet?
Clinton.
No, not the cigar cabinet.
Or the whiskey cabinet.
We're talking about just the cabinet.
Okay, well, I shot.
I think Clinton. It was earlier than that. I'm going to go Ford.
Earlier.
No, the train's going to leave the station pretty quick. Guess we got time for a couple more. Earlier in Ford.
It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wow. Oh my God,
of course.
Jesus, Johnson, we were just in the musical Annie with Franklin Roosevelt talking to his cabinet with one woman sitting at the table.
Right. What was her name?
Bonnie.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What's the only U.S. state that borders only one other state?
Maine. No.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Ring that bell.
What about Alaska?
Okay, when the White House caught on fire.
Yeah, when King Charles's cronies burned it.
When the White House caught on fire in 1814, who sprang into action and saved a portrait of George Washington?
Little Debbie.
Yes!
Debbie Madison?
Dolly.
Oh, the other...
Dolly Madison's daughter.
The other sweet cake.
Right, I know. When you stand at the Four Corners Monument, which four states can you be in at the same time?
Oh, God. It's those western ones that nobody really cares about.
That are all kind of square.
Yeah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada.
Yep, you got three of them.
Oh. Utah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You get three. No bell you for get that. Three dings. How many states were eventually created from the Louisiana Purchase? Dang.
Oof. That's a seven.
Five.
More.
Oof.
Whoa.
Go
12.
Up. More.
Goodness gracious.
15. Name them.
Now you're going to do that. Okay. Which president won the Nobel Peace Prize in
2009? Nobel Peace Prize.
It'd have to be Obama. I don't know what he did.
We won a major award.
Yeah, what was that? That was the line from Benny Hill. What were the? Can you name the capitals of all 50 states?
Yes.
No, and that's a correct answer to your question.
Okay.
The only person to hold the offices of both president and chief justice of the Supreme Court was
Taft.
Ring the bell.
Woohoo! Taft Union High School.
Taft
Midland Union High School.
Okay, who turns it?
Highest mountain in the U.S.
McKinley.
Yeah, again. Okay. Well, you know, it's hard to believe, but here it is, you know, 4th of July, right around the corner. We need to give everybody a chance to get ready for their 4th of July, so I guess it's time to say... See you later from Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
And Alligator.
Happy 4th of July.
The
Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by
Dr. Ferd's Mail Enhancement. If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later. From Rick Gator, Craigadile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.
So.